data into other processes such as manufacturing resource planning and inventory ordering. In the future, all Stepan facilities will have common order entry, inventory, and scheduling software, and managers at the Northfield, Illinois headquarters will be able to get an overall view of the entire manufacturing capability of the company's 11 plants. When a customer requests a change, Stepan will be able to make the change once for all of its plants and make simultaneous deliveries of the product to the customer worldwide. In addition, everything from paper clips to bulk sulfur will be ordered automatically, the sulfur and other key surfactant ingredients according to changing tank levels. Vendors will access the purchasing database to plan deliveries better. Customers will have web access to view product availability and place orders. Order information in turn will be linked back in real time to Stepan's inventory system, to ensure that enough chemical components are available in the right locations to fill the orders. Finally, and most important, you need to feed the data from your production process to your line workers so that they can improve the quality of the product itself. If you provide the right technology to help production workers do timely analysis, they'll turn data into actionable information that will help you improve design and reduce defects. Developing a digital nervous system allows you to empower as many of your workers as possible. Information flow is the key. General Motors launched the Saturn Corporation back in 1985 to create not only a brand new car from scratch, but a brand new way of building cars and empowering workers. The goal was a company in which management and workers would pull together to reach common goals, and everybody would care so much about quality that there would be no need for a separate quality assurance department. That dream has produced results. Saturn has won J.D. Power Awards for quality and customer satisfaction for 8 consecutive years, and is attracting a cult-like following of car owners. Teams are tight, autonomous units. Some have as few as 4 members, some as many as 60, but most have 12 to 15 people. Each team has a specific function, such as building engines or doors, and each team member is trained to do approximately 30 different jobs in that area so that people don't get stale from doing repetitive tasks. A team hires its own members and has authority to fire a member who consistently shows up late or does shoddy work. With 20% of its compensation tied to quality, customer satisfaction, and sales, the team operates a little like an independent small business. Like many manufacturers, Saturn has a supervisory control and data acquisition, SCADA system, to run its $1.9 billion manufacturing and assembly complex, 4 million square feet of working space on 2,400 acres of land. The SCADA system, based on GE Fanuc's Simplicity Plant Monitoring and Control application, monitors more than 120,000 separate data points from an array of sensors, motors, transducers, and electrical switches. Each device is checked at least once a second. When the Saturn plant was first set up, Simplicity ran on more than 100 VAX VMS minicomputers, with the data coming in from programmable logic controllers, PLCs. Workers disliked the system's arcane codes and character-based terminals. If you wanted to log a scuffed door panel, for instance, you'd enter something like EPSV1006 and punch in special codes corresponding to that particular quality problem. Workers would fix a problem, but they wouldn't necessarily log the fix, and Saturn was losing important historical data on quality assurance. In the early 1990s, Saturn made the leap to PCs and the still new Windows NT operating system in its manufacturing and assembly plant. This meant working with GE Fanuc to move Simplicity to Windows NT, as well as giving Microsoft an education in what an operating system needed to do in a complex manufacturing environment. During those early days, our development engineers spent many nights on the phone with Saturn engineers. Today, Saturn's manufacturing system includes 19 PC servers in production and 3 in a test bed, plus about 70 older VAX mini-computers. Saturn's manufacturing software includes Simplicity, a variety of PC server applications and development tools, and standard PC operating systems, running on about 3,500 desktop systems and 500 laptops. Even the PLC sensors are being replaced with PCs. A dispatcher can see all the physical operations of the plant on a single screen, or focus down to the level of any one sensor. If a switch fails at column C, conveyor 500 of the mezzanine level, for instance, the dispatcher can spot the failure immediately and send over an electrician for repair. All 120,000 points of data are analyzed every 6 seconds and delivered to dispatchers in a graphical format. Anybody in the division can log on to the manufacturing section of the Saturn intranet and see a detailed list of, say, the top 10 quality problems that have occurred in end-of-the-line dynamic vehicle tests in the past 2 hours. Through a web interface, the worker can retrieve data from a database, automatically load the data into a spreadsheet, and pivot through the data to analyze it by part and type of problem, trim, door panels, powertrain, and so on, fit, paint, weld, assembly, installation, and so on. By analyzing historical data with off-the-shelf tools, and not having to go to the time and expense of getting a programmer to do a special report, one worker on the powertrain team was able to detect a faulty weld in the engine and save Saturn $1.5 million a month in potential repairs. 3 to 6 internal computer modules control everything on a Saturn from the brakes to airbag deployment. An engineer reviews diagnostic tests on these modules over the Saturn intranet. Recently, Saturn was able to spot, within less than 2 hours of the first occurrence, a particular kind of failure in the powertrain control module. The company got hold of the vendor, who quickly reprogrammed the modules and returned them to Saturn without holding up production. Saturn also does a pure quality audit of its vehicles by randomly pulling a dozen or so cars off the line each day. The system downloads into a Windows CE-based handheld PC, a three-dimensional schematic specific to the make and model of a car. Using this schematic as a guide, inspectors go through the car and note every irregularity and flaw. If there's a problem with the front left fender, for instance, they'll click on the PC display to get an exploded view of that part. A menu allows them to note the problem. After each audit, inspectors plug their handheld PCs into the network to automatically synchronize the files with the original database. These engineers and other workers analyze the day's data and compare it with historical daily and weekly results. A part that's routinely scratched during assembly could indicate either a problem with the work of the team or a part that's inherently difficult to install. These pure quality audits have enabled inspectors to work with manufacturing to fix the fit and finish of a certain model's fuel filter doors and another model's poor-fitting interior dome lights. All of the quality assurance data, whether from end-of-the-line inspections or the pure quality audits, is fed back to product engineering through Saturn's manufacturing's PC-based information systems. Expertise from the floor is combined with expertise from the engineers to come up with a better design. Saturn workers are qualified to speak because they're information smart. All three of the companies I've talked about in this section demonstrate the value of improved information flow even in factories that were already automated. Putting high-quality diagnostic tools in the hands of the people who do the work and building production systems around information flow is essential. Ideally, the tools integrate all of the steps that deliver value to a customer, rather than treating the steps as just a series of individual tasks. Michael Hammer likes to say that the task worker is the last vestige of the old industrial age. In a modern company, every worker has to be involved in the entire process, in all the steps. An acquaintance of mine had an uncle who spent 25 years at an auto plant in Flint, Michigan, tacking chrome strips and other finished parts onto automobiles. It was a good job in the years immediately after World War II, but it followed the classic industrial age approach, Break a process into small, discrete tasks and assign each to one person who